I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
10 o'clock. Now, the reason you hear French music is important, but first I've got some work that I need to do. It is a final!
Not yet.
It is a final, Lakers fans, and LeBron's fans, and maybe AD fans. But the reason you hear French music is the next stop for LeBron and AD on their journey will be Paris for the 2024 Summer Games. And with that, welcome to the Travis and Sliwa Show, a live imaging Tuesday presented by Kia Downtown Los Angeles, and a Michelob Ultra Reaction Tuesday. Do we have another music sampling? Yes, indeed.
Unbelievable.
We tricked you, Sli.
Unbelievable.
The great Beto Duran is here as well.
Oh, I just came to see the lit in person. Beautiful.
Fresh off beautiful. A Lakers post-game show, which was fascinating last night.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, too.
I'm sorry to sound happy.
No, you're not.
Are you?
But when you have a content offering day, a day where if you're with us right now, you're not going to hit that button until 8 o'clock, actually, because Lakers talk tonight.
Oh,
right?
You got Lakers talk tonight,
no.
Al?
Let's keep it going.
Oh, wow.
Let's keep this thing going.
Wow.
Keep it going.
Good morning, Southern California. We've got producer Emily, producer Jorge. It's going to be a fiesta-type day, not because of the Lakers' performance last night, although John Ireland might say moral victory today on the radio. We don't know.
No, he won't.
No, he didn't sound like that last night. When
no,
I
he won't.
Him. That was
he
the
might
fast.
Say it.
No, he won't. You he can't. You, there's it. No. Even the most, shall we say,
no,
optimistic Laker fan is not moral victoring that. That was a catastrophe.
Let's hear the,
of epic order.
Let's hear John's call last night.
3-pointer for LeBron. No good. And here come the Nuggets with a chance to win it. No timeout. 10 seconds remaining. Game tied at 99. Jamal Murray's got it. 5 seconds left. Murray dribbles right. 3-2 Murray for the win. Good. Nuggets win it.
Bam!
Wow. By the way, that's a good call.
That is a very good call. Because he captures the Lakers.
Nuggets win it.
Despondency.
Now, how was
it? He let it sit for a while. Vince Scully-esque, where it was just quiet. I'm like, oh, did we lose the connection?
No.
Good. Nuggets win.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And usually after the game, we always say, like, oh, a good little 3-4 minute conversation with John and Michael. All right, Beto, have a good show. We got to go to the airport. Bye.
Now, how was he in the second quarter when people like Sliwa on Twitter were planning a parade?
Did you second plan a parade, Sli?
When were they up 20?
Third quarter.
No, they went 20 up third quarter.
I mean, technically, they were up 10 into the fourth quarter, but, you know.
No, yeah, the 20
makes it a little higher fall.
20 is much higher. Not a parade, but planning for a 1-1 back at Crypto.
Ireland sounded like it was game 7 of the NBA Finals.
It was
from the get-go yesterday.
It was an incredibly exciting catastrophe. It was an exciting catastrophe because the ending was off the hook. The LeBron was great until he missed a wide open shot, and Jamal Murray did the thing that we're going to be talking about for a really long time.
Sure.
The three best players in that game, Jokic, Murray, and LeBron James, were all phenomenal.
Is that not interesting that you stop at three? Because you're not wrong.
Oh, I didn't do it on accident.
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, that was
even
not.
Even though AD dropped 32 in the first three quarters,
literally does
nothing in the fourth quarter, nor even take a shot. He only took
every
one shot.
Every single stop on the Anthony Davis experience was hit last night.
It was
every single bus stop on that.
Brilliant, unbelievable, unstoppable, and where is he?
And where is he? Oh, nobody likes me. I don't get Defensive Player of the Year. Bang, right in your face.
Oh, we like to say bam.
Bam. I was channeling my inner Mike Breen.
Including, you got the perfect dessert on the way out of Disneyland was him in the postgame acting like a child. A child.
Okay, look, we're kind of all over the map right now, but
I
want to do this.
Did they lose? I can't.
That's why.
The very last thing that Laker fans and Laker players get to do is complain about refereeing.
Yes.
You do not get that when you are a member of the Lakers, because Emily read us a stat, I don't know what it was, Em, a week or two ago.
Free throw shooting?
The Lakers have taken nearly 200 more free throws than the next closest team in the NBA.
That's a lot.
Stop with the refs screwed us nonsense. Well, no, they didn't. They missed a call. Fine. There's dozens of missed calls in every game, in every sport, every single day across the world. You didn't lose because D'Lo got smacked in the face and they overturned it. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. What happened is your second best guy went AWOL again. Your best guy, who was amazing, let's talk, LeBron was amazing, missed a wide open shot.
By the way, can we pause on that for a second? Speaking of wide open shots, when you have a slight push off, do we have that audio, Jorge? Yes, that audio. Because again, slight push off. We're not going to make it about the push-off, but well, we do have audio of when those things happened in the past. Hit it.
17 seconds from game 7 or from championship number 6. Michael against Russell, 12 seconds. 11, 10. Jordan a drive. Hanks fires. Yes! Scores! He scores! The Bulls lead 87-86.
87-86? Yeah. Oh, my God.
The high-scoring game back then.
Was it the second quarter?
No, what by the way, that's how all those finals were back then. Anyway,
playoffs are ugly.
Yeah, ugly too. Yesterday was ugly.
No,
LeBron,
that was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
It was an incredibly exciting catastrophe. There's no other word for that other than catastrophe.
I want to go back to
what
you said.
We haven't even said Darvin Ham's name yet.
We'll say it.
My God.
But let's go back to what you said about the refereeing for a quick second. If you're up 20 points and you want to use your post game to talk about the referees, and you go through a stretch where I think they scored, I'm not kidding here when I say this, from the 7-minute mark to the third quarter to the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. It's one full quarter, 12 minutes of play. Scored 9 points.
Right.
Yeah, they missed 9 shots in a row at one point.
Is that because of the refereeing? You don't run any plays.
So there were a lot of ISOs.
For the entire second half. Is that the refereeing?
Anthony Davis took one shot
in the fourth quarter. Is that the refereeing? Like, is that really what you want to spend your
6 points from the bench.
On?
Not only did LeBron spend it on this game, he talked about the other game.
From the bench in 2 games. All just Torian
Prince. That was weird, by the way, that LeBron in his press conference, after he's talking about, you know, what are they doing in the replay center, and he brings up the Knicks game, too. Right. It's like, I get it. That was kind of a weird one as well.
LeBron likes to show how much he knows about basketball.
Oh, you're in your zone.
He's
today.
The smartest basketball mind to ever play.
He probably is.
But you know what he doesn't have that Kobe had and Jordan had?
Oh, here we go.
He has that thing where you know, I remember that game against Utah. They were down. Pippen's back was hurt.
He has one of those, Chris.
You knew?
He has one of those.
No, I'm sorry. At this point in his career, yes, like Kobe.
He doesn't have one in a Laker uniform.
No, that's what I'm saying. In a Laker uniform.
Okay.
At this point in his career, he doesn't have what they had. Because at no point did I think the Lakers were going to win that game.
There was
yesterday.
One point where I thought the Lakers were going to win, and
Don't
it was
be
brief.
Mad at Bron.
It was brief.
Go look at his other players.
When it was 20.
But that's caused by Bron. That's the thing.
I'm more with the LeBron thing.
Anthony Davis cannot freaking refuse to touch the ball and sit in a corner.
Michael
for 12
Jordan
minutes
once
of the game.
Punched a player in practice.
Steve Kerr.
And I'm not saying that that's what you need, but Michael and Kobe had a thing where they made guys play for them. Anthony Davis doesn't play for LeBron James. He plays for Anthony Davis, it seems like. He doesn't play for the city of L.A.
So why is that LeBron's fault?
Because he doesn't have what Jordan and Kobe and Magic
have. The Lakers
have
been trying to hand the keys over to Anthony Davis for 2 years.
You can't do it
years,
like that. You got to take it.
And Bron keeps saying, if you don't want it, then I'll just keep it.
You know who didn't and wait for the keys yesterday. To be passed to him was Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Shaq had the keys, and Kobe basically tackled him to the ground and took him. And
Pippen
said,
was ready to go.
And no, get his fat. Get out of here. I want these keys. Get him out of here.
When Jordan played baseball, you know, Pippen
was
ready.
Can I go back to that? Then why is that LeBron's fault?
I don't disagree with you. I don't think
because LeBron wants to be the king.
You guys can have this conversation all summer.
Oh, we will. We got a long time.
We got three more hours to go. You got till 8 o'clock tonight.
We will. It was...
Damn, and by the way,
that was
Kobe and Jordan and Magic had the ability to play with amazing coaches, the greatest coaches ever. I don't think LeBron does. And that's why, for people that want to wonder why Darvin Ham is here, ask LeBron James. Ask LeBron James over his career. He couldn't pull it in Miami, and that's why he got out of Miami,
because
he
couldn't deal with Pat Riley. I'd ask the Lakers more than I'd ask
Darvin Ham's incompetence is everyone in a Laker uniform's problem. And everyone in the front office's fault. Because while LeBron James is the most powerful person in the organization. He ultimately can't make the decision on which coach to hire. You get his consultation, you get his opinion, you get his input in it, but you don't hire a guy that had never been a head coach anywhere. I would love to know what that interview looked like a couple of years ago, because at some point, doesn't the question, hey, what do you do in a tough game down? You got all these timeouts left. You got the, there's no structure to anything they do. They stopped even talking about him on the telecast. They didn't even bring up his name. Cut away to Mike Malone. Cut away to him calling a timeout. Cut away to him talking about his team. It's like Darvin had left the building to go watch it at a bar. He wasn't even there.
He might as well.
He might as well have been there. If he had walked out of the building, would anybody even have noticed? Would the result have been any different? No. And that it's gotten to this point that the Los Angeles Lakers have that guy making important or not making important decisions.
He didn't do anything.
Just sitting there
literally
and letting the damn thing come unraveled. You got two timeouts left. Wait, what are we doing? Michael Malone was calling timeouts with his own team even when they had momentum because his guys' tongues were hanging out. They couldn't breathe.
Breather, yeah.
But he knew that Murray and Jokic needed a few seconds to collect themselves and get going again. Darvin's standing there like he's reading the paper.
And also,
didn't even make any sense.
Joker played 41 minutes and looked fresh.
It's amazing.
Gassed.
He really does.
No, but AD was just gassed.
I thought everybody looked gassed last night. I thought everybody looked
Joker
like they
was
were
still
well, that's
in
that
in
Serbian
zone.
Thing that he well, looks tired, but he's
Beto,
not.
I think Beto's point, he was still productive.
Yeah.
So even if he was gassed and tired,
he was still
moments,
doing something.
I need a bucket right here.
You know
he's
what he was
deliver.
Doing? Shooting. Passing,
including
rebounding.
His teammate Jamal Murray kept getting shots, even though he kept missing. And he kept giving Murray
Barkley
shots.
Barkley and the guys were talking about this on TNT last night after the game. Where why do you double Jokic at that point? Like Jokic is going to do his thing. By doubling him, it meant that Murray was by himself. You unlocked Murray for the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Murray was having a bad night.
He had four at the half.
He was having a bad night, and then all of a sudden, he's Jamal Murray again, and he can't miss, and he's one-on-one for the most part. It was just so bizarre.
Murray's TNT post-game interview was perfect. He said, when I was missing, my team is telling me,
kept shooting.
And he was like, no, I don't want him. And Jokic kept giving it to him in the fourth quarter to keep him in rhythm. Lakers weren't doing it. It was
their
LeBron
team.
Doing it.
No,
D'Lo was on fire, and then nothing from D'Lo in the second.
Well, again, they put D'Lo in the same bucket that you put Anthony Davis in, where, cool, you bounce back. You had a terrible game one.
Yep.
You show up. You're on fire. You make six threes, in the and we're like, cool. Hey, I need you to make one now. Nah, man, not now. It's like, now.
Yeah.
We had one in the second half. Anthony Davis was nowhere. He could have been at the same par with Darvin. It's like, what are we doing here?
I think we stop at Darvin. I think you just stop right there. Honestly, I have no idea what I was watching for. The entire second half, they didn't run any set plays. It's not. Here's the worst part about the game yesterday.
It was watch LeBron.
Nuggets weren't even good.
No.
Nuggets weren't even
They missed
shots.
So many shots in the second
Nuggets
half.
Nuggets were missing shots left
Can I just
and right.
add one little thing to
Nuggets
that?
Nuggets were giving you opportunities to say, hey, it's a 12-point game. Lakers, you could extend it to 14 or 16 if you just hit a couple buckets. They couldn't hit anything, and nothing changed the entire second half. They didn't do anything different.
AD took a three. Why? Right? They're up by a lot. I'm feeling good. Let me go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let me mess
right.
around a little bit. Let me take a three. No,
they were up
no,
17. You took a three. You're right.
Give him the dang paint. Like, stay there. Don't take a three.
Rui Hachimura
was not there.
Everybody not named LeBron
Austin
James
Reeves.
Was bad last night.
When they put Rui on Joker, you could almost see him light up. Like, oh, really? It's
like,
Christmas.
You're going to try this?
He heard the Serbian music in his head and just went to town.
The lights looked really bright last night for Rui.
Well, you're talking about, the Nuggets didn't play well, and you're right.
They didn't.
Right up until they had to play well to win the game.
Until it
counted. Hey, look, we've had three quarters of really kind of bad basketball. How about we get serious for a minute? Jokic, awesome.
Boom.
Murray, super awesome.
Michael Porter
hits a big shot. LeBron James, by the way, this is super important. LeBron James, Chris, I know you're frustrated. LeBron James was great last night.
By the way, he was incredible.
Yeah. He was incredible last night.
He just doesn't have enough anymore to put it all on his back.
I completely agree. Where the hell was the other guy?
Right.
Where the hell was the other guy? Where the hell is the guy after the other guy? Where the hell is the guy after that? Austin Reeves was AWOL. D'Angelo Russell hit one shot in the second half. Mm-hmm. It's like LeBron
Quarter
James
three,
is nearly 40 years old, and he's having one of those nights where he's going to the basket, back-to-back threes. LeBron's doing the thing. No one else stepped up. Nobody.
Sorry, I'm like reading the YouTube comments. It's either go Morales, go Morales, or you guys are a bunch of haters. Like, what are you
not
watching?
Not haters, it's frustration.
Yes.
Well, and this is always what I say, this goes back to when we break a Roberts bobblehead. By the way, remember Dave Roberts in October when everyone says, it's not his fault.
Yep.
The amount of people blaming Darvin Ham, and I'm not saying Darvin Ham is without
blame.
I'll
be saying that, by the way.
I'm not.
I think everybody is agreeing that Darvin Ham.
Well, Darvin
Ham.
He's
not coaching. He's not doing anything.
And he's not getting instructions from on high like Dave is. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, let's not spin it around. Okay, let's just.
I am going to spin it around.
Let's focus on one thing right now, Trav.
We'll get back to it. I'm with you on that. But this is just utter befuddlement on the sideline. Like, what's going on? Nothing with you. It just, there was nothing going on there. Emily said this morning.
But here's the thing.
After timeouts, the Nuggets would come out after a timeout. Yeah. They'd get a good shot.
Of course they would.
They'd get a good set. The Lakers would come out and actually look worse than they did just running up and down the court. What the hell are we doing?
15 turnovers.
There are times where they'll run a set. Okay, that's going to happen every once in a while. But for the most part, was it not just LeBron sitting on top of the key, dribbling the ball? There's no movement. Guys sitting in the corners. Literally. They did nothing. They did nothing different for 12 minutes of the game. No. 12 minutes of the game.
So the good news is, at least there's one person speculating that Darvin's coming back next year. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Are you dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They'll offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new charge or not. And if you need a new replacement, they can help you with that as well. It's the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Switch. Bergeron 12 here in the fourth. Defender falls. LeBron 3. Rebound by Porter. Denver with the timeout. We are tied.
I love it. Don't call it. Tie ball game. Worst can happen. We go to overtime.
Murray makes a move. Denver.
10:21 on a live imaging Tuesday, the Travis and Sliwa show.
So messed up.
Kevin Harlan, TNT, on the call last night. Next stop, Petty for LeBron and AD.
Baguette.
By the way, game three will be Thursday night.
Oui.
Game four on Saturday. If necessary, a game five on Monday.
Parlez-vous.
By the way, the schedule, the way it's lined up for him to have lit today, unbelievable.
Well, yeah, we worked out pretty great.
Wait
for
till
him.
Monday when it's a season
review.
Well,
I was going to say.
Now this mic you have to unplug and plug. I discovered that yesterday afternoon.
If you go five games here, you might get another lit 1 week from
do
today.
Do you really believe in your heart it's going five games?
I do.
Yeah, I don't.
I think they're going to snag one.
I think
one.
They'll win one.
I think last
LA.
Night crushed that.
That's not a. It's a good argument.
It's hard to come back from that. Any team, it's hard to come back from that.
The NBA really would like the Lakers to play another game if possible.
They threw their best punchers and they still lost.
Well, that is true.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. But look, there's going to be a moment where it's like, oh, we're doing this? Okay.
Christian Wood might
that's
come
coming.
Back.
There was marginal contact, don't worry.
Christian Wood?
Marginal contact.
I'm just kidding.
Vanderbilt's coming back. Don't worry.
It is a... I know. I don't know why this might
now. I'm just waiting for you. You're good.
It is a Michelob Ultra Reaction Tuesday all day long. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. So react with us, 877-710-ESPN. Light up the lines. Slee was going to bang phones.
They're lit. They're lit on a lit.
Last night we got a bunch of first-time callers. Right? So I was the therapist. I started the show with this. If you're going to call to fire Darvin Ham, call Travis and Sliwa tomorrow. If you're going
to
call to complain,
by the way, I'd like to take those calls.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So because
Travis will give his personal phone number. Just
please just text me at any time of day.
So yeah,
I did the whole. It's all fun. We got to spin this a little bit because we can't just bash the coach the entire show. That's what we have lit for on Tuesdays, right? So it was, hey, what are your feelings? Where are you at right now? How are you feeling? Trav, you're going to love this. I had a bunch of first-time calls. I had a guy from Fresno. I had a guy awesome. From El Paso. My guy JR at LAX. But there was a guy who called in who said he was so upset that he left the game to go to the gym. Jorge, you got that first bite?
What do I do? I'm going to call that though. I'm a vent. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to run my ass off. And I'm going to try to pick up some games or something, man. But it was just
So this dude, Jonathan and Downey, said the last time he went to the gym was when he got his membership during Super Bowl. He hasn't gone back.
Awesome.
New year, awesome. New me kind of guy. But yeah. He said he was so frustrated and he had all kind of energy. Trav, in your honor, because I know you want to quit working out, I told him, don't do that, bro. You're going to get hurt. What you need to do, because he's in Downey right there by Downey Landing. Yep. Like there's an in and out right there.
So I talked know the to one you're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly, right there on Florence.
So Travis knows the address.
Yeah, yeah. I know
that's
exactly.
A good one too, because they move you fast.
They're on a 15-year lease. Yeah.
But right across from Acapulco, which back in the day, Monday Night Football. Oh, you know what you're all talking about.
Brenda.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Brenda? That's where you met your wife, right?
Exactly.
Back when the Stonewood Mall was the Stonewood Mall. So we talked long enough, Trav, that this is what happened to him.
You know what, bro? The longer I was waiting online, the more I'm thinking about just getting a cheeseburger.
Hey, the In-N-Out's right there on the corner, man. It is. It is.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, bro. You're right. You know what? I am going to have an In-N-Out. Forget, you know, I'm going to start leaving. What the hell am I doing here, bro?
Exactly. I don't want people working out because you're going to get hurt at night. So an In-N-Out is going to put some comfort in your life. Just that's what Michael Thompson would do after a game.
That's amazing.
So in honor of you, there. I'm telling people not
to
work
out. It's the Travis plan. Just go to In-N-Out. When you're in your own feelings and things aren't working out the way you want them to work out, go get a double-double.
If you have a gym membership you've had for that long, you haven't gone since, just cancel it. Trust me.
No, they won't let you.
I did mine recently, canceled. If I'm not going in, I'm not going in.
Did you offer him a menu suggestion?
So he actually asked. Kid you not, we took his order. He's like, do I get a double-double? I was like, no, man, it's Monday, man. You got to relax. Just a regular cheeseburger.
Double-double's a better choice. Double-double.
Yeah, who gets a regular cheeseburger at In-N-Out?
Right. I do sometimes. Sometimes I'll go double-double cheeseburger.
That's it. The sidecar.
Yeah. You have to get a double-double at least.
It's only game two.
I get a cheeseburger, but order a double-double before the
cheeseburger. No, usually it's like two double-doubles, but sometimes I don't feel like
it. The double-double and the sidecar cheeseburger. It's an order.
But I was trying to
take. It's a thing that exists.
I was trying to bring it back normal. Like, that's the double-double, double-double cheeseburger is for when they get swept. It's only game two, right? You gotta
wait till Saturday.
One double double.
By the way, I've come off of grilled onions. I go regular onion now.
Regular onion better.
Have you tried
raw.
Both?
I go raw.
Well, yeah, I've tried both.
No, for years simultaneously.
You can do that?
You can.
Wow.
And Chris, can I throw a third wrinkle at you?
Go ahead.
They will grill the whole onion. You know how that's chopped typically? Yeah. They will do whole grilled. They'll put that on there too. Three onion options.
Doesn't that slide out of the burger though?
Yeah, you got to be a little tactical.
You got to hold it tight.
Yeah, be strategic.
You got to hold it from behind.
Yeah, exactly. That paw, you got that paw.
You can't go sides, Em. You got to go behind.
Yeah. And keep the paper on.
We got to get the cheese nugget out of the corner.
Yeah, that is true.
Do you put the chopped chilies in there?
I do.
Attaboy. Yeah. You're so Mexican. Mi hermano.
See?
You know about Acapulco and Downey and the chopped chilies.
Oh, I knew more about the In-N-Out Downey than the Acapulco. But Acapulco, there was one in Arcadia for a long time. Yeah.
By the way, we get tweets. This guy loves me. The Mike Andrade, whatever his name is. I like Mike because he always comes at me hard. I like when people shirtless in their avatar come at me hard. It's just amusing to me. Like, bro, why don't you worry about your avatar before you worry about me all the time? But anyway.
What'd he say?
He said, to go on the Lakers station and hear the celebration of the Lakers' loss is sickening. I'm angry at the loss.
What celebration?
But to celebrate it as a partner like 710 does is just gross. Mm. Fans deserve better.
No.
But hey, at least Skip got his takes in. So I don't think we're celebrating it as like we're happy the Lakers lost. And from a business standpoint.
No, we lose money.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, anybody taking days off? Because I need some work now. Yeah.
Don't worry. We got a big summer ahead.
Okay, yes.
But from a content standpoint, the way the game shaped, the way that LeBron and AD behaved in the postgame, the way that Darvin Ham behaved as the coach of the Lakers all game, for us not to
catastrophe.
Relish in the catastrophe. But also, here's the thing. What do you want us to do? Play sad music all day?
Well, here's the other thing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, we're going to bitch and complain for 3 hours.
Well, you should. They had a 20-point lead.
Exactly.
The catastrophe.
One of the best teams, 20-point lead, and you can't hold that? Forget that.
The catastrophe, if there's a silver lining to what happened last night, it hopefully expedites whatever's coming next.
But what is next?
That's a whole other topic, right? But what's coming next, I think, had they beaten the Nuggets, had they given the Nuggets a run, let's say it does go 6 or 7 games. Sure. Even if they lose, it's, hey, we're close, let's do it again. You're not. You got the wrong guy at the helm. It's not my opinion. Anthony Davis, after the game, said, we don't know what we're doing at times on both ends of the court. Who do you think he meant by that?
I don't think I've ever heard a player have that type of a quote.
Not in the playoffs.
You're only referring to
not
one
in the
person.
Playoffs.
I mean, you're only referring to that's. You're only
sometimes
referring to the
it doesn't feel like we know what we're doing on either side of the court.
By the way, right when he said that, I was like, okay, so I'm not crazy. What I'm watching is exactly what you just
said.
But
he also said it and had a pause to, wait, did I just say that? Yeah, let me double down.
It wasn't breaking news because anybody that's watched the Lakers for the last 2 years knew that they don't have the right guy standing over there.
It's the frustration
coming out. You had to get Frank Vogel out of there.
It's rare that a player says, yeah, we don't know what we're doing on either end. That was new, but it wasn't surprising. And that's where we are. And it's not a celebration. It is a, what the hell was that? What the hell?
Seriously,
how do you blow a 20-point third quarter lead when the other team really doesn't even play well until about the last 7 minutes of the game? Mm-hmm. How does that happen? That's not a celebration.
Although,
that's a question.
Beto's got video of me doing the It Is a Final at the beginning. I was pretty happy doing
that. Well, you are.
We understand that you're an agent of chaos.
I do love chaos.
You tweeted last night, to Anthony Davis's responses. Oh, content.
You probably got so much sleep last night. You probably got like a really, really good night of sleep because you knew how busy you were going to be this morning.
See, you should have heard him talk to George back there where he was giving, all right, you're going to play this and this and this and this. It looked like a TV director like, boom, 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 boom. He was speaking 3 different languages, the Jorge.
Although I will say the Perry bit is Jorge's. That was Jorge's.
That's good.
He's thinking it's PSG.
I believe it's merci. Not gracias today. It's merci.
I did enjoy a nice baguette last night. I toasted it, Gruyere. Cut it up, a little oil and vinegar, a little oil and balsamic, some fresh mozzarella, buffalo mozzarella, sliced tomato, a little prosciutto. Bam! Sounds delicious.
The two things you mentioned were baguettes and the French Swiss cheese called?
Gruyere.
Gruyere, thank you.
The Seine?
You mentioned two food things.
By the way, Capitano Matt tweet, quote, as the Lakers station, you should spend the day dragging the refs. Signed, Lakers fan.
Yeah, okay.
The refs have nothing to do with what happened last night.
Huge facts of the day.
By the way, I would love if email signed that bit came back. I would read them all day long.
It's a great bit.
Sent from iPhone 4.
Hey, guys, that call in the middle of the third quarter when we had a 20-point lead, that's why we lost. Stop.
Yeah.
I want to use the word that LeBron used in the press conference last night when he said, what the is that? Stop with that.
It's like the Chiefs complaining about not getting calls. It's like you get every call.
Patrick Mahomes wrong, but nobody wants to hear about that.
But he's not technically wrong. It was a bad call, but it had no bearing on the outcome of the game. Mm-hmm. It was in the third quarter.
I know. No, that's
it's bad. in the third quarter.
Honestly, the complaining from Darvin after the game, D'Angelo after the game, LeBron after the game, Anthony Davis after the game, I don't think that made anybody feel better. It was just like, all right, now we're bitching and complaining about stuff that happened in the third quarter.
Jorge, I'm surprised you didn't get the part from Home Alone where you're like, Kevin, you are with the French car.
He'll go to work. We got your phone calls coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. It's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710-ESPN. Jokic, he hit the over. We can't do that anymore, Slee, because you had your chance at Prize Picks.
Gave him an opportunity.
You can still have fun. Mm-hmm. You can still pick between your 2 and 6 players. You pick more or less, and you watch the money come in, right? You can win up to 25 times your money, 100 times your money at Prize Picks. You pick 2 to 6 players. You pick more or less. You like baseball? Pick baseball. You want basketball? Pick basketball. You can even pick hockey, Slee, at Prize Picks.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. Travis mentioned, it takes about 60 seconds to submit your entry. All you got to do is pick more or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projection. So I'm an NBA guy, so I'm going to be looking at these games coming up a little bit later today. Call Anthony Towns. More or less than 18.5 points. Taking on the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker, more or less than 25 points. That's it. Kind of have some skin in the game. Even though the Lakers don't play tonight, there's still NBA games that you can watch and have something to play for. Download the app today. Use that code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code 710 on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
French music were available all day long. This from the soundtrack Ratatouille.
Love that movie.
The seminal Pixar classic.
Well, at times you're a rat, so. It is a live imaging Tuesday.
36 minutes.
That's not bad.
On the Travis and Sliva Show, presented by our friends at Kia Downtown Los Angeles. Kia Downtown LA, the big spring deals continue there. Lease the dynamic 2024 Kia Forte GT. Don't forget the GT part. For only $265 per month, or lease the new all-electric 2024 Kia Niro EV. For only $299 per month, right there at Kia Downtown LA. As I told you last week, go see Gary, the general manager. Knock on his door. He's got a beautiful watch on. And you say, hey, Gary, Chris Morales from 710 ESPN told me to come say hi and say, I need a Kia, sucker, at Kia Downtown Los Angeles, right there off the 10 freeway at Figueroa and Washington in downtown LA.
Beautiful cars. Draymond has a nice commercial for them, that national commercial, the Telluride or Sorento.
Telluride is a beautiful car.
Very nice cars.
Beautiful.
What do you think?
About?
We let the people express their...
Let's open the phones, as they used to say. 877-710-ESPN on a Michelob Ultra Reaction Tuesday.
We're going to do that. Chris in L.A. Chris, you're on with Travis Lee and Morales. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, Travis, you took what I was going to say in that the press conference with AD saying it looks like they don't know what they're doing. That's, we knew that the whole season watching them. But this was such a grease fire. There's so many other things to talk about. How does AD have 32 points in the first three quarters and zero in the fourth and takes only one shot? Look at Darvin Ham's rotation. He benched D'Lo, who had the best playoff game of his career, for Gabe Vincent. James Worthy was right on the Spectrum show that they lack a killer instinct. Now we know they also lack instruction as to what they do, and you can tell that every single time they get out there and play, they look like they don't know what they're doing. And a couple other things. What Rob Pelinka also had all offseason to get a big guy to body up against Jokic. I mean, doesn't have to score points. How about just laying on him, applying some fouls to him?
Yeah, I was going to say, you could body him a little bit, right? You could try to manhandle him a little bit. I'm going to get that last part first. Having Jokic kick your ass is not necessarily your fault. He's that good. He's going to kick just about everybody's ass. He's the best player in the league. He's going to win another MVP. He's going to join a list of, I think there's only eight other guys that have won three MVPs. He's that good. So if he turns you inside out, I'm not going to beat you up for that. The other part of the Anthony Davis part.
Did you see the stat? This was the first time I've seen Wilt that wasn't on top of this stat sheet. And I thought of you right away because every time you're like, hey, Michael has trained
always.
Me. Anytime there's a stat, just
if
say
there's
it's
a
Wilt
list,
Chamberlain.
Wilt is on it.
Okay, so it was in playoff games. Any player in the league with, I think the number was, over 25 points, over 20 rebounds, and over 10 assists. He's done it four times. The total in the history of the NBA, every other player, it's been done four times.
Yeah, he,
it's the first time I saw Wilt second on a list.
He's that good. So I'll give everybody a little bit of a pass on that. But the rest of it, you're exactly right, Chris. And the Anthony Davis thing.
AD, key on this.
Every single thing of Anthony Davis's Laker tenure was on display last night. All of the good through the first three quarters and all of the bad through the last one. There wasn't one part where you didn't say to yourself, man, Anthony Davis looks amazing tonight. There wasn't one part of that game in the fourth quarter where you didn't go, where the hell is Anthony Davis? There wasn't one part of it. Can you assert yourself in the fourth quarter? Can you do something to impact this game in a meaningful way? And there wasn't one part through the first three quarters like, hey, tonight's his night. Every single experience of the Anthony Davis ride, you got to do it last night. And that's a problem. Because we end up in exactly where we've ended up way more often than not with AD, which is, yeah, he's great right up until you need him to be great.
By the way, more tweets. Cesar Nunez in the Travis Tsitsui community talking about the foul in the third quarter on D'Lo. It had no bearing. They lost by two. Of course it did. LOL. Like when you put the LOL in there.
Yep.
But can't put the loss solely on that. Come on, Lakers fans. You can't be that... I don't want to say dumb.
You could be upset at that call.
But this isn't football. It doesn't work that way.
Call. The game was not determined by that call.
No, 200 things happened since that play. And by the way, they were going to lose. You knew it. At least if you had your eyes open, you knew the minute that second half began and how AD was playing in foul trouble, the Lakers were not going to win that game. The Nuggets were going to do whatever it took to win that game.
And
could do it.
What Denver was going to do, they were going to put pressure on you. Is L.A. going to respond or are they not? And the Lakers just kind of let them hang around. That 16-point lead down to 12. That 12 down to 8. Like, they just kept getting more and more. Hey, Lakers aren't going to go take this game. We might have a shot at this. I want to go back real quick to what you said about Anthony Davis, because the only thing I wanted to hear from Anthony Davis postgame, we already got some sound, right? Anthony Davis with the, what's your thought of Jamal Murray hit a shot, you know, kind of throws the mic on the table and walks out. We heard the quote of Anthony Davis talking about how they're lost at times during the game. The only thing I wanted to hear from AD is, that's on me. I can't have one effing shot in the fourth quarter and we're going to win a game against the Denver Nuggets. That's on me.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to hear. And
he's never going
to
do that.
You know, you're right, and maybe this is the only purpose of why it's good, great to have a mic in the morning. That frustration that you're talking about with Anthony Davis, that full circle that you put on display, the great, the unbelievable, the where the hell is he, the why is he sitting in the corner, why does LeBron have to dribble the ball 80 times without Anthony Davis finding a way to saying, give me the damn ball. I agree with you that there's such a, it's so, to have a
frustration
that good, yeah, be that insignificant in this big of a game. I don't really know where to walk away from Anthony Davis.
You walk away with it knowing that he's never going to be the guy that you need him to be. Is he really good? Sure. Can he be the guy that, we're going to go and have him be our guy from this point forward? I don't think so. He's always going to be your second option because of the fourth quarter last night. LeBron missed
because
an open
Aaron
shot.
Aaron Gordon switched on him. He decided,
come on,
I'm going to stop.
Come on, man.
I'm going to stop being aggressive.
I want to go back to the I forget who the tweet you read from, Chris. The person talking about
Cesar.
The call. Cesar. If you think the Lakers lost that game because of that call, fine. Go ahead, Cesar. You can believe that. Nobody that's watching that game thinks a call in the third quarter is a bad, yeah, it's a bad call. Fine. There were 500 plays after that you could have made a bucket. You could have done, Anthony Davis could have blocked a shot. There's a million different things that could happen. There isn't one play that decides a game very often. And that sure as you know what wasn't one of those plays.
By the way, Sedano did a whole analysis on Twitter in the fourth quarter on that play. The reason that call, according to George, and I trust George's NBA knowledge, was the ball was not in his hand when he got hit in the face.
So, and you're right about that, and I guess they were calling a foul, whatever foul they called on the play. So if you don't have the ball in your hand, go ahead and hit somebody across the face, because apparently it's okay to do it.
Well,
as long as they don't have the ball.
So I think that you're right, and I understand the frustration of it, but it's that same thing. You know when they go to look to see who it went off of last?
Right. Yep.
And then they realize, well, it did come off me last, but it's because you elbowed me in the nose.
Hell out of him.
Right? You broke my nose, and so I dropped the ball out of bounds.
You can't look at that.
You can't look at
it.
It's the same thing.
I know.
I can't look at, I'm looking to see who touched it last. We didn't call it in the moment. That's what this was.
One
more
tweet.
They thought they had a foul in the body, and he got smacked in the head.
Raider Rubin, who's new, I believe, just got his circle from the COT. He tweets a story from 2008. Did Phil and Kobe get ripped like this on Sports Talk Radio after blowing a 24-point lead in the finals? This was to the Celtics. in 2008?
Yes.
I wasn't here in 2008, but I would say yes. And also, key point, they were in the finals.
Wait. Stop.
This is round one of the playoffs.
Phil Jackson had already won six championships.
And Kobe had already won at that point three.
No, but why does he think that they wouldn't get ripped the next day? Lakers were up 24. You know why I remember that game? I had tickets to game five.
Oh, you did?
I thought the Lakers were about to tie the series up 2-2 against Boston. Instead, Boston ends up going up 3-1, and they end up winning that series. Why wouldn't they get ripped? Like, why would this be exclusive to...
But there was also an inherent belief in Kobe and Phil that you don't have in
this
team.
There was proof of concept.
But if you blow a 24-point lead or a 20-point lead, I don't care what city you're in, of course you're going to get ripped. Why would that not happen? I'm confused with the tweet. Does it make any sense to me?
There you go. That's why we read them on a Michelob Ultra Reaction Tuesday.
They won three titles together already. What are we doing?
But I guarantee you that even with that, but
my point is
still
that even if it wasn't as aggressive as maybe today would be, there's context to all of this stuff. Just like a call in the third quarter, there's context to it. Had that been the last play of the game, and that was the decision they make,
yeah.
Then we're all jumping up and down on the desk and screaming and yelling.
Can't end the game like that.
It's a totally different conversation. But the context of this is it happened in the third quarter, and that they all went to that goes to show you that they believe they're dead
meat. It's desperation.
They're dead meat.
Also, I think the people bringing up that they lost by 2 points still, I don't know if you guys mentioned it because I've been taking calls, but like... Sure, you lost by 2 points, but also people miss shots. People like it's
free throws missed. Rui missed a free throw in the fourth. LeBron missed a free throw in the fourth quarter.
Those 2 points were found anywhere in the game. So you're putting it back to that third quarter foul, no call.
Not anybody
that's
paying attention.
Crap.
It's a crap.
It's a complete crap. I don't know what drop that is or where it's from, but that was
Darko.
Amazing. Is that Darko?
It's the coach of the Raptors.
It's a complete crap. That's amazing.
We have a full lineup of calls. I think we should take some at 11.
Can I just add a little context to Darko? Do you know what he was complaining about?
No.
Free throw shooting.
Against?
Lakers.
Huh. It's almost like the Lakers get favorable treatment from the referees.
Hit it one more time.
It's almost like somebody got so mad at the Lakers getting every call that they did this after
it's
the game.
It's a complete crap.
Huh.
I want that in the Live Imaging Tuesday promos. I want that drop in every promo.
We'll do more calls plus a little, hey, did you see? Foo. Coming up next is Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
9 minutes in front of 11 a.m. Little baseball stove talk here, third of the break. Yeah. Anyway, it is a Live Imaging Tuesday presented by our friends at Kia Downtown LA on a Michelob Ultra Reaction Tuesday on the Travis and Sliwa Show. Busy Tuesday. Hey, Foo, did you see time? Take it away, Pretty Sai.
Wah, brah.
So, Travis,
that's pretty good, too.
I like this phrase that you have that you say two things could be true at the same time, right?
Right.
So, for Randy turned 18 over the weekend. So, I didn't know what to get him. So I said, you know what? I'm going to buy him $18 worth of scratchers. I ended up getting $20 worth, whatever. I handed him whatever money he makes, he makes. He calls me. He's like, yo, I scored $25 on this one. I scored a free ticket on this one. I scored on this. So I ended up buying $20 worth of stuff, right? I gave him 18, obviously. He turned 18. I kept two. I scored $50 on a scratcher, right? So I got lucky. I said, okay, I'm going to go cash in my $50. I'll pump gas. This. This is where I get unlucky. I don't know what the hell happened to my debit card. I lost my debit card. I don't know if it was at the restaurant where I was at the other night. I don't know if it was at the gas station. I can't find it.
Okay.
So my question is, have you guys ever gotten lucky and unlucky at the same time? And what was your situation like?
I mean...
Define lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right, Emily.
Emily, you stole the pillow. So.
Okay. Can I start this off? Because yes. I have a story in which almost exactly, but a different form of lucky. I had, I was going out for a nice night in Philadelphia when I lived there. And there was a very cool bar. It's right on the water. Loved going there. My friends and I were waiting in line. Had a version of lucky during that time at this bar.
Good for you.
But I did leave my credit card, and so I had to go back the next day. So unlucky that I left my credit card, I had to go the next day to go pick up my credit card and just have basically the walk of shame to a business, which is always super fun.
Okay, I got one. I'll throw one. By the way, Jorge, are you just checking online to see if anything's being used? Did you already cancel it?
I canceled. As soon as I couldn't find it, I checked the house, checked both cards, nothing. Correct. I was just like, just block, cancel.
I give like a 3-month window. And then once I start seeing charges, I'm like, okay, it's probably time.
Yeah, how much? It's only 10. Let them.
Yeah, the criminal is waiting 3 months.
Maybe it'll turn up.
Walmart, $400. What the hell did you guys buy over here?
Payday, yeah. This one got paid.
This one kind of goes back to college as well. Went and had, was out San Diego State. Like, had a awesome time. Like, a great time. We had a great time, went out, the whole thing. And, you know, the next morning, I'm like, oh, you know, feeling a little groggy, this, that, whatever the case is. But I'm like, gosh, you know, it was worth every second of it. I let my idiot buddy take my car. He went, he had earlier in the day before, he went and did whatever he did, parks my car at the parking. We all have our park spots at this apartment. Come back feeling good. Him and I are walking over to my car. We're going to go to class, everything else. And I'm looking. I'm like, Silverman. His name's Jesse Silverman. I'm Silverman. Where's my truck? He's like, what are you talking about, man? I parked
it
right here.
Dude, where's my car?
He's like, I parked it right here. I'm like, Jesse, my parking spot's right there. He parked next to my spot. Toad, gone in the morning. You know what he tells me? I can't help you right now. I got to go to class. I have to walk to the tow truck place, which is like a mile away.
And it's probably a few $100 to get it out.
$400
yeah,
to get it out.
Yeah, that
there's
sucks.
There's your good luck, bad luck.
That sucks. Almost all of these are alcohol related, right? Where you go and you're having a good time. Maybe you're spending a little money. Maybe you meet somebody, whatever it is. And then you realize, yeah, I lost track of your keys, your wallet, that something that was the result of having a great night turns it into a terrible
I've got one real quick. Good luck. All of that happens last night in the game on the eve of a live imaging Tuesday. Bad luck. I've got to go to a site check from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
No.
Where are you going?
It's a good site check.
Commerce Casino. Okay. Get ready for Mandy's 3. But I'll be back at I've got another half hour with us. I leave at 11:30 and then I'll be back at 1:30. So Mason and Ireland will get a free segment where they're like,
but then...
And all the fans will be like, yeah, John got him off the show. And then at 1:30... Here I come, baby, riding a horse, like Jokic.
Horse.
Listening to the Russian national anthem. So I think Jokic would listen to that.
Minimanya. You got one more, Jorge? Nope, we're good.
That's it.
All right, we got more phone calls coming up.
We're going to bang phones.
We're going to keep talking about what happened last night and where does this much of the blame lie, because everybody other than LeBron James had a really awful half of a third and most of the fourth quarter, and Chris will get into both his French and Russian anthems. It's all coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.